A Giant for the Night, an erotic fairy tale, written by POV Scribe, performed by Priest of Aphrodite. Yes? Who knocks? No, this is not the way back to the village. Far from it. Are you lost? I see. You took a wrong turn at the fork, lass. I would show ye the way back, but it's already nearing sundown. You would not make it back before dark, and the road is not safe for you out here. You may take shelter in my shed for the night. No, it's better you do not come into my cabin. I'm very sorry. I don't mean to be inhospitable, but my appearance will frighten you. No, I am not an ogre. Yet still, I know my appearance will frighten a wee lass like you. But no matter. Here is the key to the shed. There is a straw mattress and blankets for sleeping. I will slide it under the door. You go there and make yourself a fire. I trust you know how to do that, like a good girl. Good. I will bring you some hot food and drink in a little while, once the sun has set, so you won't have to see me and my ugly appearance and be frightened. No, I promise you, it's for the best. This is not the time to be a curious little cat. Now, go, lass, go on to the shed. Girl, here is some food and drink. Wait until I'm a distance away before you retrieve it. Good night.
What? Oh, that's so sweet. What are you doing in here? I told you to stay in the shed. Oh, you are frightened? I see. Ah, you must not be accustomed to spending the night in these woods. The noises and the animals are many. No, I don't lock my door. I never have a problem with intruders, because people nearby know not to come in unannounced. No, don't strike the match. Don't light the lamp. Oh, I told you not to do that, girl. No, my appearance, no. Oh. You say you're not frightened? Well, all right. As you can see, I'm not an ogre, but I am a giant. How tall?
I'm 8.5 feet tall.
No, I am not always like this.
Well, when I was young, I fell in love with a girl. And, in fact, she turned out to be a witch, which I did not know at that time. Unfortunately, I was young and wronged her, and she cast a spell on me. Each month, for 3 nights leading up to the full moon, I would take the form of this ugly, huge giant. In every other way, I'm a normal man, but she made sure I can never be with a woman and mate with her for life. For what woman would want to be with a man who looks like this freak of nature for 3 nights every month?
What? You don't think I'm a freak?
This is kind of you to lie, little girl, but many women have run from me. This is why I seclude myself in this isolated cabin here in the woods during every full moon.
Well, I don't believe you, but no matter. By sunrise, I will be back to my original form.
No, you cannot stay the night here with me. I promise, the shed is perfectly safe. Just lock the door. It's thick and impenetrable.
Why can't you stay here?
Because of your age, girl.
Well, then I will explain. Normally, my libido as a man is quite strong, but during these 3 nights, it is heightened threefold. I do not trust myself to be in such a small space with a beautiful young female at night during this period. In fact, I never have. I wouldn't want to somehow hurt you, despite myself.
No, it's never happened, because I have always secluded myself these nights away every month for more than a decade now. Yes, I have been with women over the years. However, I cannot mate for life with anyone in this condition. It's unthinkable that any good woman would be accepting of my curse.
Well, all right, I don't want you to be scared. You can sleep here, and I can sleep in the shed. Would that be suitable?
Oh, you don't want to pass the night alone. I misunderstood you.
Well, it would not be suitable for you to share the bed with me. I can make a pallet on the floor, and you can have the bed, all right?
What? What, girl? You can't. You are so tiny next to me. I would crush you in the night. I am a very heavy sleeper, especially during these nights.
Oh, my goodness.
Girl, you know not what you do.
Your lips are too sweet on my skin. Your appearance, far too fetching. I'm not able to refuse you.
Oh, my goodness, please, your scent is so sweet. Oh, One of the side effects of my giant state is my sense of smell is heightened. In fact, all my senses are heightened, and sensations too. You have been warned, girl. Yes, undo your top, untie your blouse. You have to do it. I will not be your aggressor. Oh, these are full, beautiful breasts, but what tiny nipples. May I? Your breast. Your breast is so soft yet firm. I need the other one. I can fit the entire breast in my mouth. Your skin is sweet and salty at the same time, but the smell of your sex is driving me mad, girl. I can smell it emanating between your legs. I adore these breasts. You could feel me admiring your form when we first spoke. Yes, I was. You were so pretty, and you are so pretty. Your strawberry and cream complexion, your dainty stature, with your ample bosom, your tiny waist, and wide hips. A nubile fantasy materialized at my door at a time I barely can resist. Come here. And now my fantasy is in my arms, and you came to me willingly, knowing what I was and how I was. That's very kind of you. I could spend all night adoring these breasts. Allow me, please. Left. Right. Well, yes. Of course my cock is hard. As I said, my libido is enhanced at this time. No, I don't think you should look at my cock. I do not want to frighten you away. My cock is, well, enhanced during this time. It would scare any woman. Are you sure, girl? You realize that no one has ever seen, well, my giant cock, except for me, of course. Well, Here, if you want, you may put your tiny hand on top of the blanket and feel it first.
Isn't it grotesque? You're not alarmed?
Oh. Well, I suppose you could say it's a monster cock. That would be not entirely untrue these days and nights.
What? You want to see it up close?
My young lass, are you certain your feminine eyes are not ready for such a monstrous sight? Well, all right, all right. Let me lie down. If it doesn't frighten you, you may draw down the blanket. Oh, yes. Your hand is so warm. Your hands are lovely. Yes, I'm sure it is dripping with arousal. I could feel that as my tongue tickled each one of your cute nipples with your breast in my mouth. Your appearance and bravery excite me, girl. Your tongue. Oh, it's so warm. Oh, and wet. Oh, your kitten tongue licking the full length of my shaft. Oh, mixing your saliva with my fluids. Well, then turn your head so I can see your lips in the lamplight. Wrap your dewy lips over the head of my cock. Look how full your cheeks are. Is your mouth able to fit over my entire giant head? Oh, fuck. Yes, girl. Turn here. Let me see your wet lips. Oh, can you suck and... Yes, please. Don't stop. This is the first time my cock has ever been loved in this cursed state as a giant. So good. In a way, I am a giant virgin. You must breathe, lass. Your mouth, it seems to have gotten a bit more used to me. You're finally able to fit my entire cockhead in your tiny mouth. Now, just... leave me in this wonderful place for a few moments and let your tongue massage the underside of my cockhead. Yes, yes. Oh, yes, the frenulum. Yes, that little ridge, a little dip in that side of the cock. I want to savor this moment forever. You are amazing. You are so good at this. As I told you, I've never been able to make love during these nights. If I never see you again, I want to make the most of this incredible moment. Oh, your neck feels so dainty and small underneath my hand. I don't realize my own strength. Sometimes let me know if I'm too rough. But know that if I am too rough, it is due to passion and excitement. I would never want to hurt you. You are a beautiful and precious girl. Back on. Well, if you can, try and relax your throat. Yes. Oh, like that. Oh, that is wonderful. Oh, sucking it in, bulging your throat. I can tell you have sucked cock before. You are a wicked little minx. You have a third of it in your mouth. Let me look at you. Oh, that is beautiful, girl. It's surreal watching my thick cock disappear into your small face. If you continue, your slutty sucking in that manner, I will not hold back. You want to swallow? Is that the truth? Apparently so. I believe you love to swallow, but you may not be able to handle the volume. It is quite copious. How can you have almost half of this cock in your mouth? Yes, my cock is starting to pulse. It's suck my cock. Suck my cock. Make me come. You're stroking it to drain it. Oh, this is clearly not your first time. Oh, you are a lovely girl. That was wonderful. Oh, I cannot believe you worked my cock so expertly. Look at your pretty face. Just a tiny bit of my thick cum leaking from the corner of your lip. That is most fetching. Stay there in the lamplight. No, don't lick it off. Leave it there. Oh, you swallowed a gargantuan amount of cum. Oh, now crawl up here and kiss your giant. So that is the taste of giant cum on your lips. You are a dirty, wicked little minx that belies your beautiful appearance. You want me to lick your little pussy? Well, yes, of course. Let's remove these bottoms of yours. Oh no, I am not tired. Remember what I said about my libido during this time. If anything, you have awoken me. Let me kiss down your delectable body. Of course, that won't take long since I'm more than 3 feet taller than you. Now, part your thighs for me. Oh, my. I can see how you glisten, even in this dim lamplight. Here, girl. I can taste your sweet nectar. Your taste is so wonderful. Here, drape your soft thighs over my big shoulders. Does it please you how I can lick your entire pussy from front of your clitoris all the way to the bottom, and I can suckle your entire pussy at one time? Are you relishing the feel of being devoured by a giant? I can suck on your clit and tongue fuck your pussy and probe my tongue all the way into your cute little bum without even moving my head. Here, my sweet girl, take a hold of my huge head with your tiny hands and direct me how you would like. You want me to finger you? Oh, with pleasure. Here, feel my fat finger in your pussy. It's nearly as big as a normal man's cock, isn't it? Oh, you want a finger in your bum as well? Oh, you are a saucy one for such an innocent lass. Here, let me wet a second finger in your wet cunt. Then I will slide it back here. Your pussy is so wet, you are dripping onto my hand. And that is so tasty. I want to make your tight pussy come in my mouth, and I want to drink your girl juices while I keep a finger in your bum and lift you up.
Oh, right there. Your juices are so sweet. Give me more. You came so good for me several times, girl. Your sweet pussy made so much juice. Let me clean this up for you. I don't want to waste a single drop of your honey. Now, there. Do you feel calm now? Will you be able to sleep? Lay down here beside me in my arms. Let us rest together. Such a beautiful and brave lass you are. Girl, you sleep fitfully. Did you have a bad dream? No, you were twisting your body. Well, your lower body, and the movement woke me up. Try to sleep now. You must stop, sweet girl. You are arousing me again. You're doing this on purpose. Your naked backside is so smooth and plush. Oh, fuck. You wrapped your pert cheeks around my giant cock and made it hard again. Ah, you feel wonderful. Your sweet ass cheeks massaging my hard cock. Girl, I warned you before, I may not be able to control myself. Yes, there. Reach down, slide my cock between your thighs. Fuck. Your little pussy is drenched. What have you been dreaming? You're dripping on my cock. Your breasts feel so good in my huge hands. Oh, what a tasty morsel you are. Yes, keep thigh fucking me. I will spill my seed on your warm skin. Oh, fuck, what are you doing? Keep rubbing your wet slit on my head like that, and oh, the hot mouth of your pussy feels so
Good. Yes. Keep rubbing your snatch on my cock and your ass in my belly. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, so lovely. Oh. 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 Oh, no. What are you doing? No. I can't possibly fit inside you. What? Half of my cock tips already? How? Your cunt is very greedy, little one. All right. Open up wide. We will try. Oh. Yes. Pull up a little bit. Yes. You are very wet, but I think I will add some giant lube. Yes. Come back down again. Oh, am I hurting you? Oh, you're enjoying this. Look, it is expanding you, stretching you. You're so tight. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Pull up. Yes, relax. Slide back on. Oh, you feel so good. Again, slide it off. Relax. Oh, back on. Oh, you've got the entire cockhead in you. Very good. You are excited and expanded. Oh, yes. Take as much as you'd like. Up a little bit. Oh, I can feel it stretching you with every inch that slides inside. Oh, look. Oh, fuck. More than half of my cock is inside your little pussy, girl. Oh. Oh. There is no more room. You have invited me inside. I can feel the mouth of your womb with the tip of my cock. Oh, I don't know how you fit that much inside you. Is your pussy magic? Yes? All right. I will thrust gently as a giant can. Oh, so wet, so tight. I can barely move at all. Your pussy is so snug around my cock. Here, let me grab you around the waist. Yes. Yes, and I will slide you up and down while you relax your pussy. Let me know if it's too strong. Yes. Very good. That is a greedy pussy. Now, I'm going to reach around and rub your clit again. I want you to come on my giant cock. Yes, back onto me as I rub you. Oh, those ass cheeks feel so delicious writhing on me. Ah, oh, yes, I will help you move and rub your clit. Yes. Oh. 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 Ah. Oh. Mm. Oh. Yes. I can feel you tightening up even more. How is this even possible? Oh, you are nearly there. Ah. Oh. Ah. Oh. Yes, girl. Yes, girl. Yes, girl. Oh, come on my cock. Come for me. Oh, yes. Squeeze my spasm on my cock. Now, now, now. Oh. Oh, I can feel you clench and your wetness dripping down to my giant balls. Oh, oh, that is exquisite. Oh, oh, fuck. You're going to make me come. I must pull out. No, no, I must. I cannot risk breeding you. Oh, oh, I must pull out. I cannot hold back much longer. Oh, no, what are you doing? Let go of your giant. Let me pull out. Oh, oh no. Ah. 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 Oh, oh, no. I'm unloading my seed. Oh, into your sweet, pink, fertile cunt. Oh, oh, oh. What have you done? Oh, 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 fuck. That feels so very good. I've never felt that good before. Oh. Ropes have come painting your insides. Oh, my good girl. Oh. 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 Oh, my cock has softened a little, but it's still stuffed inside you. Does that feel good, my sweet? Look, my warm cum is starting to seep out. I believe I may have bred you. No, you wouldn't mind. Really. It is true I wasn't born this way. It is a spell. So perhaps any spawn of mine would not be affected. But you are a brave lass to risk yourself with a monster such as I. What would your dear mother say? You have mended the heart of this cursed creature, you sweet girl. Oh, all right, let us rest now. Is it all right that I keep my warm cock inside you, and you can lay here on my chest? At dawn, I will be back to my normal shape, and we can talk more and make more love. I may have to sample that tight bum of yours as well. What's your name, love?
We hope you enjoyed A Giant for the Night by POV Scribe and Priest of Aphrodite, an erotic fairy tale.